The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing Bring It Back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is the thing?
NSYNC. Let's bring NSYNC back.
Yeah, let's bring NSYNC. That's so, they want to come back because Justin.
Well, they kind of did.
You're never going to be as big as him.
Right. They kind of did for Trolls. They had that one song.
It's not that good, though.
Yeah, they kind of did for the Super Bowl, right? Didn't they come out?
No, it wasn't the Super Bowl. It was like an award show.
Oh.
They came out on stage, but they didn't perform.
You're right.
I don't think they performed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever going to happen. I would say one of the things that I've wanted back for a long time that doesn't really fit into this category because it actually got brought back are the Altoid Sours.
We did it. Everyone complained so much that they're back.
Oh my God. But you can't get them just everywhere, right?
No. And I have plans later now because they are only sold at It's Sugar, which are like those self-serve candy stores in like the malls and airports.
Oh, really? Is there one? What's the closest mall?
The closest to me is the Mills.
No, I'm not going there.
Well, I'll get you some. Okay. I'll do it. Calm down. Jeez. Or at Cracker Barrels.
Ooh, there's a Cracker Barrel up north.
Ooh, now I would go there for sure.
Duh. Cracker Barrel also had the... There. What's the...
I don't think I've ever been to one.
You have?
No.
You can't. There's gluten in the...
Yeah, I'd roll your windows up if you drive by Cracker Barrels. There's a lot of gluten in the air.
Yeah, there's gluten in the air. There's sugar everywhere. It's just...
Noted.
Yeah, you're a dead man.
Oh, it's the best.
The other thing that I really want back, and it's kind of weird, and I don't even know when it went away. It just stopped. And you guys might not even know it existed. You used to get a prize in cereal.
I remember that because my favorite ones were like the light up spoons.
Huh?
Those were our prizes. Do you remember those?
I kind of remember those. That's kind of just a trick, though. Now you just have to buy more cereal to use your
spoon.
But the light up spoons were so cool.
I loved them. It was a functioning spoon with a light inside?
Yeah, it was plastic, and it had like a...
It didn't work as a spoon.
It was
a non-funk decorative spoon.
Do you know what I'm saying? Isn't it spoon shaped? Because here's what I'm picturing: like the front of like an excavator. Like, because if they put lights in it, probably was like blocky
the
and
handle,
square.
The handle lit up, and
yeah,
it was like kind of square.
And square.
It was kind of like
cool.
A McDonald's spoon for their what are they called?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm picturing.
The McFlurry, chunky.
It was not a completely inappropriate question to ask if it's a functioning spoon, T-Hack.
I could use a french fry as a functioning spoon.
No, you can't. That's not a functioning spoon. That's like God. Anyway, it was good when they got rid of them because there was a thing where like you'd...
Oh, kids. Well, and kids would annoy parents. I remember being like, Mom, I need to collect every single spoon.
You didn't have three older brothers. So like I'd grab a box of cereal that looked essentially full.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just dumping every day and nobody else is eating it. So I know eventually the prize is mine.
Oh, no.
And my brothers would just open the top and like launch their hand down and then like rustle around until they found the non-functioning spoon. And then I never got the prize. They had all the prizes.
And you ate all the cereal.
And I ate all the handled cereal. Their hands had been inside my cereal.
So what were the prizes? Just little... Were they toy, like
Did
trinkets
you not hear
or whatever?
About the spoon?
No, I know the spoon, but like what else?
There was a lot of stupid stuff. It's almost like Cracker Jack prizes. They were
Which
better
those
than Cracker
got
Jack.
Terrible.
They got just, it was always a tattoo.
Paper. Yeah.
Yeah, it's paper. But there'd be things you build. Like you build like a, it's like paper, you break it off and then put it in a tea and that's a person. And then you build like a little mailbox and like have a little pretend little.
What decade was this?
Well, in my day, they were toys.
Okay.
A lot of
yeah.
Cool.
They never got, they were somewhere in between Cracker Jack's lame and like Happy Meal awesome. Like the right,
sure.
the midway point of those two things.
Yeah, bring them back. Box of cereal is like $100. You could, at least
yeah,
you could do is throw
like
a little
a car key in there or something.
Yeah.
All right. So what would you like? What has disappeared? Doesn't have to be food. It can be anything. But if you say Cinderella City, we can't make that happen. But
right.
Like some sort of, what do you want to have come back? 303-222-5423 or text in at 510-59.
Big one for me, Pizza Hut buffet. Oh, I loved it. I grew up on that.
They had a buffet?
Yeah, the lunch buffet.
I don't remember them having one.
Shakey's Pizza had a lunch buffet.
I remember Cece's.
I don't even know what that is.
Cece's was only buffet. Yeah. I think it was just constant buffet.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of
mac and cheese pizza. It was good.
Oh my God. That's right. You know what you need, buddy?
Hmm.
You need to drive up north.
Okay.
It's a place called Cinzetti's.
Cinzetti's.
Yeah, it's 104th and like I-25. It is a full blown, like, Golden Corral furs, but it's Italian food.
Oh, wow.
And so there's like, it's basically the Pizza Hut buffet shoved in with a bunch of other, oh, look, Parmesan chicken over here.
Oh.
And there's like, oh my God, your kids would, you would love it.
I would love it. I love the buffets because there's always breadsticks and the cheese bread, like all the extra stuff is always
on there.
Just go
where your family,
man. Go what?
Go where your family. Olive Garden.
Oh, I was very confused.
I get it, but it's not a buffet. It's not the same.
All you can eat breadsticks.
Yeah, I want a new plate every time. I want to feel.
But in the Pizza Hut buffet, was it just different pizzas or what else was on there?
The different pizzas and the cheese bread, the breadsticks, and then they would have dessert pizza too.
Oh my God, that's
the like
all
cherry.
I wanted to know.
They had the apple dessert pizza with the
like cinnamon
the icing on it. Yes, yes.
The Shakey's had the cinnamon one.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes,
it's the best pizza.
This one is kind of coming back, and I know you guys are gonna maybe poo-poo it.
What?
Flip phones. I would love a flip phone.
I would
or
too.
Or one that slid up with a keyboard. I miss that.
Until you have it,
oh,
and then
I
you're
miss
like,
it.
You would miss Insta, you would miss...
Well, I want to keep that.
You want that on there?
Yeah.
I used to have a Palm Pilot back in the day. I always say I miss that. That was my favorite phone with the little key. You just felt important typing on the real keyboard.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, more than I do now.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need people to call with cool things that all of us want to bring back, not stupid things.
Not a Palm Pilot? Were you a BlackBerry guy ever?
I had a Palm Pilot, and the second, like, the new technology, I could not have flung my Palm Pilot faster. Like, you're so pretending. It's a glorified calendar app with a stylus.
I know.
You couldn't, and when you lost the stylus, it was a useless thing.
Really?
You couldn't do any, it's like, you had to go get another stylus.
Uh-huh, yeah, it's stuck into the phone.
Into the side. Oh my God, it was so lame.
It's the best, and you'd pick it up and you go, talk to me. And you feel like you were an agent or something taking up an important call.
Palm Pilot was not a phone. It was just a Palm Pilot.
Oh, mine was a phone, yeah. I texted it. I did everything on it.
Yeah, mine was just a Palm Pilot.
Oh.
So it was just a glorified calendar. It was like carrying around a little diary that you wrote in with a stupid... It's like it would have been easier to carry around actual paper.
I get it. That's kind of lame.
It was stupid.
Yeah.
The other one that I really want, and it's never going to happen, but I just want to say it. There's two different things. They're alcohol-based, shockingly. And
Zima.
I say them every time. One of them's called Zima. Did come back, I think.
Oh.
Did Zima come back?
I don't know.
I think
I've only ever heard about it.
Because we talked about it a bunch.
Is Zima that the one that you dropped a Jolly Rancher in?
Yes, because it had such a generic flavor that you could pop it with like a green apple Jolly Rancher and be like, oh, it's so good.
Hmm.
But there was two drinks. One was called Vinergy.
Hmm.
Vinergy?
Is that like the original Four Loko?
Kind of. It was loaded
Bring
with caffeine.
Bring those back.
It was,
just
like a, it was like a Fresca or something in flavor. It was like lemon, limey, super carbonated.
Mm.
But so alcohol and a truck ton of caffeine.
Okay.
And then Budweiser got into the game with something called B to the E. B to the E. It was in like the big monster cans, like the, I don't know how many ounces is that. But like, it was called B to the E, and it was like a malt beverage with a ton.
Beer with caffeine. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That stuff it was kicked called, a cheetah's ass.
It was called energy beer.
It was so good. Like you would get, like you'd buy a 4-pack of them and they were not cheap, but you could only drink one because you're wired.
Wow. Okay.
Vinergy and B to the E.
I would try that.
It looks like Vinergy might be around in the UK.
All right. We don't have time to take calls. I'm flying to the UK.
They have different standards over there.
All right. If there's something you want brought back, we want to know what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm already...
Oh, Aaron does this for a living. We're talking about the things we want to bring back, and you guys are going crazy on the text. Like,
there's a few that I don't know what they are. Sorry. I'm sorry.
An embryo. Raya.
Yay.
Bring it back. What do you want?
So there was a couple things that came to mind, but I think for me it was definitely a floppy disk.
Floppy disks? Why?
Just because, like, the nostalgic in it and just, like, being able to just, like, I don't know, there's something about
just... I forget what it was, but I swear to God, like, this was, like, 2 months ago. Some major thing that we need very bad for the infrastructure of the whole of United States just upgraded their systems from floppies. Swear to God. Like, they're just like, we didn't want to chance it. And so they're like, they're walking around with like 3.5 inch, like plugging that.
Oh my
gosh. Also, floppies weren't floppy. There was an original floppy that was like a 4.5 inch that was a floppy disk. And then eventually they were like.
I still think it's crazy that the save icon are floppy disks. Aren't they?
Oh my God, is it still?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, not on a Mac. I don't think it is on a Mac.
Why would it not be?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
It's still the picture of a stupid floppy disk.
Yeah. Yeah, to save it. I think
that
so.
Is stupid.
Yeah, because like young kids don't know that that's what the floppy
that's
was.
Where it came
they just
from,
think
yeah.
it's a save icon.
Well, if I do say so myself, nobody knows what that is. My kids have no idea what that is.
Oh,
why would
wow.
they know what a dial tone is?
That's true. You just.
It's like, oh, when you hang up a call, it's like, yeah, just hit the red button.
Oh. Wow.
What do you mean?
Wow, I've never thought of that.
Before you start a call, you got to make sure you got a dial tone. No, you don't.
You just
pick up your phone and dial in it. It's weird.
Wow.
I don't want that brought back. Dusty?
Yai.
Yai.
Bring it back. What do you want?
I would love to see it. Won't happen, but I'd love to see Celebrity Sports Center with the huge indoor pool and water slides and the massive arcade.
Was that
what
over? Was that like in Lakewood?
No, it was in Glendale, Colorado Boulevard, where the Home Depot is now.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. There was something over. Well, that was like there was like Cinder. There was something over in Lakewood off of Wadsworth that was similar.
It was
too.
Yeah. It was like Kipling and Bowles. It was like Fun City, something else, and now it's a hospital.
Stupid sick people take away our fun. To be honest, I never went to Celebrity Sports Center, so I didn't know what was inside.
I've never even heard of it.
Oh,
it sounds
massive.
Awesome, though.
Yeah.
Were there celebrities?
It was around for years, and it was actually associated with the Disney company when it first started.
I don't know why they called it Celebrity Sports Center, though. Wait, to be totally honest.
Okay.
They were never, ever. You like it's an indoor pool.
Hey, look, it's J-Lo.
That is so obscure that I think we could. Okay. Amanda?
Yay.
Yay.
Bring it back. What do you want?
I want to bring back the fruit snacks. It was the one with the blue. I believe it was the Scooby-Doo, and they were fruit snacks on the planet in the 90s.
Scooby-Doo had his own fruit snacks.
So they still have them, but they changed Scooby. So now he's like this clear blue, and it does not taste the same as the what's the opposite of opaque? I don't know.
The solid blue. Yeah. It's like a deep blue color, the old
ones. So they made them more like an Albanese gummy bear, and before they were like that.
I don't know.
The Mott's kind of like.
It was like, it had like a matte finish on it almost. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
really?
But it was a light blue and just not transparent and delicious.
But they do still exist, but they're only like where? Like Walmarts or something?
No, they're everywhere, but they're just different.
Oh, so you just want them back in their original glory.
Yeah. More chemicals. Come on.
That's probably what it is. What flavor is blue? Might I ask?
Blue raspberry? I don't know.
Okay, can I just ask you a quick question about raspberries?
Yeah. They're red.
I know.
But also, blue raspberry Skittle, where did that go? It was the sour Skittle. It was delicious. My favorite one. Bring that back.
Sour Skittles the ones that had like fur on, like they were fuzzy?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Chemicals. Come on.
Burn my tongue.
Yeah, it was. It was like the citric acid on the outside. The second you put it in your mouth, and if you rolled it around on your tongue, it actually did damage.
Yeah.
What is
wrong?
I want
You're
it.
You're like a sadist over
pain,
there.
No pain, no gain.
Scott?
Yay.
Bring it back. What are we doing?
Well, I told G-Hack, basically malls, but the arcade, I miss going back to the arcade playing games.
I do too. A lot of birthday parties at the arcade in the mall. They were fun.
There's some around. Like there's a...
1UP.
1UP. I almost called it 7UP.
1UP is kind of fun. There's a few locations of 1UP. Yeah.
There's like a pinball place by Hudson Gardens that's fun.
Do you know now Costco is selling...
Yeah, like Pac-Man?
Like the stand-up table?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was the hardest thing to get out of that store. I was like, it's the stand-up Pac-Man, and then they have a stand-up video game with a whole bunch of games in it.
Mm.
But it's not as big as a regular stand-up. It's like a shrunk-down version, but it's got like Galaga, Pac-Man, wow. Asteroids, like the Centipede. And then they also have a different one that is Golden Tee and a bunch of other games. Because Golden Tee has the ball on it.
Whoa.
Dude, if I get it, you're coming over.
Sleepover.
I'll get Scooby Snacks. Jen?
Yeah.
Bring it back. Yay. What are we doing?
Yai. Sorry. Jell-O pudding pop.
I have to say, it's unfortunate that Bill Cosby was so ingrained in the brand.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
Yeah, that's all I know. I've never had one. I've never seen one. I've only...
He's such a... Just a degenerate...
Oh, you guys are missing out. They're wonderful.
As you know, or maybe you don't know if you haven't listened to the show long enough, I don't eat bananas. But banana flavor is one of my favorite things. Like banana flavored Runts, banana flavored Laffy Taffy. Make an argument that there's a better flavor of Laffy Taffy, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. Pudding Pops, when you think about Pudding Pops, two popular flavors, chocolate and vanilla. But there was a banana flavored one.
Really?
I wake up in a cold sweat thinking about banana flavored. It's the best thing. I would shove one in my head right now.
Why don't they bring them back?
I don't know.
They could get a new spokesperson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if people, when we've done Bring It Back before, in fact, text in at 51059, but don't lie. But people always go, you're wrong, man. They're at Walmart. And I'm like, they're not. People say Dunkaroos are at Walmart. And
I've seen them. I stopped at
100 Walmarts.
I will get them for you.
You're lying. Mm.
No, I've literally seen them. They're at like the checkouts. When you're at the self-checkout, they just have them there.
Because I'm on the cracker aisle? Nope.
Yeah, no.
Cookie aisle? Nope. Chips aisle? Nope. Candy aisle? Nope. I'm a madman. I stop at 20 Walmarts.
I'll get the Altoids and the Dunkaroos and bring them in.
Do you like Dunkaroos?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember.
Get out of the studio. Lisa?
Yeah.
Bring it back. What are we doing?
Godfather's Pizza.
I love Godfather's Pizza.
I have incredible news for you. It's not gone. There's some by my house.
Are they standalone locations or are they like in a gas station?
There's one somewhere in Thornton. My daughter used to have a dance studio by there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Off of 120th. Oh. Yeah,
120th and something.
I always loved it because they had potato wedges on the side. And my dad was eating at the one in our hometown one day. And he said that a bunch of guys came in suits. And just made everyone leave. That was the last day they were open. That's how they shut it down. They're like, all right, it's time to go.
Makes sense. It's called Godfather's.
Yeah, it was very like.
We're going to make you a. No, just get out.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.